boys. It's so kind. Wakey, wakey.
Hey, Fleck, you got a joke for us today?
We use music to make us whole, to balance the fractures within ourselves.
I'm nobody. I haven't done anything with my life like you have. Let's get out of here.
What's changed, Arthur?
Well, I'll tell you what's changed. I'm not alone anymore. That's what we should be talking about.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Thursday, April 11, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about O.J. Simpson died. These are all quickies. Dan Crenshaw, America's Healing, and Nothing Ever Happens. And for the finale, Glowy's on suicide watch. Female pedophilia and matriarchy fallout. And for the finale, the Apple River shooting verdict. We'll talk about the Apple River shooting verdict. That's what the show will be. Thank you for joining me today. First thread quickie of the day. OJ Simpson dead at 76. Why the fuck are people upset over this? The news is kissing the sticker's ass as if he didn't kill two people. Yeah, he definitely got away with murder. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Oh man, I'll never forget that line. I'll never forget that line as long as I live. What a fucking incredible, what a lawyer. The glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Oh my God, chef's kiss. Holy fuck. That's incredible. This man's a legend, killed kikes and white-toed faggots, and changed the entire ethos and face of an entire nation and hemisphere, arguably the planet. Are you kidding me? O.J. Simpson? He got away with murder. Saul Goodman. Crazy, weird. O.J. Simpson, dead at 76. He definitely got vaxxed, right? That's a vax death, right? 76, that's young. 76 young? I don't know, that sounds like a vax death to me. Whatever, next quickie. Dan Crenshaw aims at Tucker Carlson. Tucker came out with this new interview with this Catholic Mexican guy, and they talk about Israel, and it wasn't even that spicy. It was not even I watched it. It wasn't even good. It's hard to follow. The guy sucks Israel's dick. The Christian guy that's supposedly attacking Israel is actually sucking Israel's dick most of the video. It's sad. It's sad. And they're still renting. They're still getting mad. The Jews are still getting mad over this shit. So they've turned their little golem puppet Dan Crenshaw, the one-eyed golem, the fucking Cyclops, man. They turned him on Tucker, which is weird. And there was a very, very, very small window of time where I kind of liked Dan Crenshaw, and that area of time quickly faded and dissipated and was followed by another area of time in which I hate this man with every fiber of my being. What a warhawk, global homo establishmentist. Just awful and terrible. Dan Crenshaw says, this is who Tucker is, a click chaser. He's one of the... Tucker's not a click chaser, bro. He's one of the most watched people in news for a reason. He's very charismatic. And he's actually one of... He's quite the opposite of a click chaser in terms of most... You know who's the fucking click chaser? That fucking nigger that just had Elon Musk on. I can't even think of his goddamn name. He was on CNN or MSNBC or something, and he was a token nigger and he got fired, or I don't know. And then he had Elon Musk on and he tried to attack him. It was so awful. That stupid nigger. That guy is a fucking click chaser. That dude was chasing clicks with Elon Musk. Tucker isn't a click chaser. No. Why? Because he talked to Putin and no one else would. It's called bravery. Or Project Mockingbirdiness or something. I don't know. Don Lemon, thank you, Badger. Thank you. Don Lemon. I need you. I needed you, Badger. I need you for the Don Lemons. I need you for the Don Lemons. What would I do without you? The show would be so off the rails. I would rely on Amir Lemon from Sakura a second later. Damn it. And that would just be disappointing. Zio Cyclops.
Yeah, that's funny.
Dan Crenshaw and Ben are getting pretty upset with, quote, just asking questions, unquote. Jake Shield responds, Tucker's a patriot while you're a Zionist cocksucker. You do this for one simple reason. They pay you. Day of reckoning is coming for you traitors. Every single person in Congress should be tried with treason. They should all be tried with treason. Every single one of them have sold our country. They should all be tried with treason. The national debt should be tied to these people. Should every single person that had a hand in the financial crisis of 2008, 2009, 2013, 2016, the fucking the COVID crisis, everything. All those people with their little hands and fingers and all that. Every one of them should bear some of the weight of the American debt. Should be redistributed. The American debt, the $35 trillion, which we're now gaining more, we are gaining more than $1 trillion in that debt every 100 days now. Every 100 days, we have to pay over $1 trillion, over $1 trillion to keep the government going. So every 100 days, they have to sign another $1 trillion bill, another $1 trillion bill. Remember doing $1 trillion bills was unheard of? It was ostracized. You couldn't even talk about it. You couldn't think about it. It was unconscionable to even broach a $1 trillion bill. No, that's unheard of. That kind of spending, nothing like that's ever been done before. And now they're doing it like it's nothing. And they have to do it every 100 days now. They just signed one. They just signed it. Like it was nothing. Like, oh, $1 trillion, whatever. Every time they do that, our money is devalued. Substantially. Carl says, we will never pay off the debt. Just ignore it at this point. No, we can. It's possible. You can use the student loan system, Carl. The rich use student loans on the poor to trick kids into getting shackled with debt they can never get rid of. Why don't we use that system to shackle rich people with debt they can never get rid of? It wouldn't even be that much. It'd be like millions per person. If it was thousands of people, that $1 trillion in debt wouldn't even be that much per person. It'd be substantial for us, but not for these rich motherfuckers who have so much wealth accumulated. Well, let's dig into that wealth and take it back. Fuck. And they can all rat on each other as well. We can promise them leniency if they rat, and they will rat. Fuck Dan Crenshaw. Fuck people that suck Kaikish dick. Next thread. America's healing. Texas proves its commitment to freedom by legalizing key trucks. Don't tread on my right to drive a little tiny guy. These are the tiny Japanese trucks. You can buy them, probably not for long. These are getting so popular now. You could buy them for around $1,000 used from Japan. And then you could pay $1,000 to have them shipped, like a $500. It was a super cheap truck. They have just so many in Japan. There's so many of them. And the Japs keep such good care of shit. So you could buy one of these trucks for like $1,000 or less, have it shipped over here for $1,000, then you have like a $2,000 truck. It's crazy. The steering wheel's on the wrong side, but you know, who gives a fuck about all that? Badger says, Cuckmobile. It has the same bed length as a normal truck though. I mean, it's the same bed length. It just has tinier wheels. It's not a Cuckmobile, it's awesome. It's a utility mobile. It can lift 3,000 pounds, Badger. It's awesome utility. It's cheap utility. You don't need a ginormous truck. It's unneeded. You could have a tiny truck that does everything half as good and doesn't really have AC, but oh well. Awesome little truck. I like it. I'll take three of them. This Romanian says, it's Japanese though. Mutts would never be able to design something so cheap, practical, and viable. It can drift. You can drift in it. PNC says, why can't we make those? Because America is shit now. Because you can't make anything in America anymore. Everything must be imported. If we were to make something such as that in America, it'd be $20,000,000. People are posting the Genshiken girl a lot recently. There must be a new Genshiken anon. Imagine this 7,000-pound stainless steel brick smashing into a key truck. I imagine much destruction. Carl says if you drive that thing, you're probably gay. You guys are very insecure of yourselves if you think driving a tiny little truck makes you gay. You're very insecure, guys. Your insecurity is showing. Fucking based as fuck. I'm in Central Texas. See these things on property all the time. The word's out. They're based. Anyone who doesn't like them is cringe. That's right. I said cringe. This is cringe. You know it's not cringe, though? The Daihetsu Hajit. And before you're cringe, no, I'm high on marijuana. I cannot be cringe because your insults do not even exist in the same dimension as me currently. Have fun with those ghost insults, pleb. I'm high on weed. Your insults don't even reach my plane of existence. I've never heard that one before. Carl says, a tiny truck for a tiny Lou. Carl, you know you're way tinier than I am. I wish I was as tiny as you, Carl. Maybe one day I'll be tiny Lou. Someday soon. Luke says he loves the truck. I also love the truck. Ooh, woo. This American says, what was the reason you couldn't get them? There's some weird, sketchy laws in some states, and the steering wheel's on the wrong side, so that's probably a big deal that has to do with it. Plus, they're smaller cars. They're more categorized as a bicycle, like a motorcycle-type vehicle. Carl says, that's literally a Lou post. He's trying to bamboozle us. No, Carl! You would know if it was my post. You would see the red outline around it. And the flag wouldn't be a Puerto Rican flag. It would be an American flag because I'm peeing in America. And I live in America and I don't use VPNs. I don't have enough money for that, Carl. I'm poor, Carl. I gave you my last $14, Carl. I have no more money. My money's gone. It's gone, Carl. Whatever, there's a truck. That was supposed to be a quickie and it's turning into a longie. The last quickie, it's over, nothing ever happens. Just in, Iran postpones plan to attack Israel. I never talked about Iran planning to attack Israel because nothing ever happens. They never do it. It's like China and Taiwan. I want it so badly to happen, so badly, so badly. Every fiber of my being wants China to take Taiwan. Right now, while Joe Biden's president before the election happens, we wouldn't know what to do. We would be so confused and bamboozled. China, you could just take it. We would be like, well, we wouldn't know what to do. We've never been attacked in the middle of an election, China. You would broadside us and bamboozle us and you would get Taiwan for free. Do it. Make me a fucking news god during the election time. I would love it so much. And I would also hate it. I would love it and I would hate it because it's a perplexing life we live in. I love being right, but I also hate popularity. Ah, fuck. Carl says, the weed one, idiot. Also, you phone posted it. You can't trick me. I phone posted Porter. I have a fucking VPN on my phone, Carl. You're in some crazy schizo land, Carl, of phone VPN posting. What the fuck? What in the fuck, Carl? Phone VPN posting? I can't be asked. I cannot be asked to set that shit up. Dio says, Iran 100% cucked and you can do absolutely anything you want to them and they'll never do anything. Israel should send a Prius with four IDF faggots. They could take the whole country. Dude, do a terrorist-like act in Minecraft, like Russia, but to Iran, just for laughs and giggles. Like, ha, we can do anything we want to you, Iran. You won't do anything back to us. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, that'd be pretty great. That'd be the greatest. Badger says, how many red lines have been crossed with Iran and they still haven't done anything? Their leadership is a joke and doesn't deserve to be taken seriously. Yeah, it's all a fucking joke. Luke says 90% of phone posters are just high schoolers bored in class. I don't know, man. The entirety of Pole is a bunch of boomers and Jews, really. It's boomers and Jews and disheartened millennials that are black-pilled. That's what Pole is. The kids surf Soy Jack Party, don't they? That's where all the cool kids go, right? Bashy says, I think Iran's prepping for the final battle like Hamas did. Well, they have released videos of their underground missile stockpiles, but, I mean, if you don't use them, who really gives a shit? Luke says, I don't even use Pole. See? Point made. Point. Case and point. Nothing ever happens. Do something, Iran. Subbing pussies. On to the actual show. Glowy's on suicide watch. Many FBI agents are struggling to make ends meet. Housing costs are to blame. Many FBI agents based in cities with high costs of living are struggling to make ends meet, forcing them to make hour-long commutes or double up on apartments. According to Bureau and Justice Department officials, guys, imagine you're a Glowy and you're forced to listen to Lou's show every single day. And not only that, you have to go home to your fucking double up apartment. Oof. Oof. You're paying $3,000 for a double up apartment, Fed. Oof. Get fucked. Get fucked. Who are you serving, Fed? Who are your masters? Who are your golem masters, Fed? You gotta fly to Israel. Say yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am a loyal Goyim servant to you. I am Shabbos Goyim. I swear it. I am a loyal Shabbos Goyim. Is that what you do? Disgusting. Disgusting. Despicable. Have fun with that. Imagine being an FBI agent. A survey last year found more than two-thirds of agents who live in these places said it's difficult to manage on their current salaries. Dude, imagine trying to raise a family and spy on Lou. Get fucked. Get fucked. Absolutely fucked, Feds. Oh man, they want to do a raid on Lou's house so badly, I bet. They're probably listening to this right now. They're like, "How we're going to get you, Lou. We're going to get you. We'll show you. We'll show you. I'll show you in court, you fuckers, when you plant evidence, you assholes. I have nothing but truth and honesty and justice on my side and Lolicon manga." Which is completely legal. FBI agents have little say in where they're placed once they graduate from the academy. What's more, agents usually come to the Bureau as a second career. Dude, FBI agents are doubly shifting. You're working two jobs. Oof. Oof. Get fucked, Fed. Get fucked. Work. Work. Clean it up, Janny. Clean it up. Often they take a pay cut to start. Aw, you gotta take that pay cut. Be a good boy. Starting salaries for FBI agents hover around $73,000. You do it for free? You do it for free? Oof. Dude, not even triple digits. That's sad. That's low. That's low. Low. Rough. Imagine being loyal to the government for $73,000 a year. Oof. Fuck that. God, your loyalty is bought low. This American says, it means the Glowies are getting ready to collect more taxes. That's the IRS, silly goose. That's The IRS that can now use guns. We have another three-letter agency for that. This America says, why don't these parasites just import more shit-skin slaves? Or Slavs? probably, but they are trying, dude. They have, dude, Jews have organizations scattered thousands upon thousands, no lie, of nonprofit organizations whose only goal is the immigration of foreigners. That's their only purpose. Jews wake up in the morning and get paid to get more immigration into America. That's all. That's that. That needs to be. Can't, all that needs to stop. That is a foreign attack on our soil. None. All of those nonprofits need to be shut down. That is a giant thing that needs to be attacked by anybody. No one's talking about that. All these nonprofit organizations whose sole purpose is to fucking force, promote, entice immigration, guide these foreign people on how to invade our country. These organizations need to be shut down. NPR literally going on about poor traitorous glowies needing pay raises so they can harness and intimidate the general population. Yeah, no thanks. Let's disband the FBI and throw everyone who worked there in the prison or in the trash where they belong. Dude, the FBI needs to... Every three-letter agency needs to be disbanded. Every three-letter agency needs to be disbanded. Jamal says, it's racketeering, Lou. If they're U.S.-based, it's a criminal enterprise. Dude, they're all... Dude, every senator, every member of the House of Representatives should be tried for treason. Every single one of them should be tried for treason. The entire government needs to be cleansed, legit cleansed, for realsy reals. There needs to be real punishment doled out, real punishment, not fucking Sam Bankman Fried 25 years in prison for the biggest Ponzi scheme of my fucking lifetime. That dude got away with the crime of a century, the crime of the century, got away with it. Got away with it scot-free. 25 years? He's not going to serve 2 years in prison. He'll be out with an ankle monitor, man. He'll be out with a fucking ankle monitor in a year and a half. Year and a half, that guy will be gone. Dude, and no one will remember anything about it. It'll be buried. Dude, these people are evil. And they get away with everything, and they need to stop getting away with it. Normies need to fucking understand and notice, and they are... Who is causing all of these problems? And it's so, everyone always says them and they, and they hover around the subject. It's like, as soon as you figure out who they are, the Jews, the kikes, the people that own everything, and you start naming it and calling it out, and then, oh, you get canceled off of fucking everything. It's like, oh, I see. It all starts, all the pieces start falling into place. Next thread, female pedophilia and matriarchy. I need to vent for a moment. This is political because it's about the state of society and our response to the current status quo. I was molested as a boy. How is that relevant? Because female pedos are everywhere. Everywhere. Honestly, I think most people might be pedos themselves. When I bring this up to point out, hey, maybe it's not a good idea to molest boys, I'm told, shut the fuck up. Old women touching boys is hot. You have mental problems. We all wanted to fuck the teachers in school, incel. But if you don't bring this up and say not to molest little boys, I'm told you're not the kid who got touched. How could you know what it feels like? Shut the fuck up, there's no issue. If I point out this contradiction, I'm given just enough condolences to push the issue aside before everyone goes back to ignoring the issue at hand. It's odd. It's all odd. Judges give women lesser sentences or even none at all for molesting boys. Wouldn't you assume the judge was a pedo? Every man sees a woman molest a little boy and cries, nice. Wouldn't you assume he was a pedo? But when you suggest this, you're met with vitriol and rage. Furthermore, as a kid, I don't recall any of my friends wanting to fuck the teachers. It doesn't make sense. Men who chase older women have a specific niche, rare fetish. Fertility and youth are universally attractive, not some woman twice your age. All the gossip was about other students we wanted to fuck, and if you suggested wanting to bang a teacher, you'd get weird looks. The whole ordeal, incredible, frustrating, and disheartening at the same time, maddening even. If you dare suggest, if it's okay to molest little boys, why not girls? You're told things about how girls feel things and cheat. Some sort of weak response sounds like a person who's looking for the most socially acceptable answer they could find. Nobody really cares about molesting children, certainly not women. They only care about men not doing it. That sounded a little incel-y towards the end there, but I get what you're saying, dude. Look, I had a female predator abuse me as a child, basically, kind of. And I get what you're saying. People, it's grass is always greener. Oh, I wish my teacher would fucking molest me. I wish I could get fucked up by my teacher, blah, 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 blah. Okay, but then you do it, and it's not always what it's all cracked up to be on the other side. It gives you fetishy trauma there in that area. There's no reason a person in a power position should be fucking a child underneath them. It should not be happening. And that would cause trauma in any direction, man or woman. But it is just, there's this weird double standard when it comes to men getting raped or men getting abused as children by women, where it's always just brushed off. And I get what this Anon's saying. It's always brushed off so quickly, so easily. Or the woman's like, I was in love with him. And the kids will be kids. You just want to fuck her. It's like, that kid's probably fucked up now. That kid probably suffers from like either sex addiction, or maybe he fucking doesn't want sex now. Maybe it's the opposite. It's like, fuck, man. You fucked the kid up. This America says, holy shit, not reading all that. Well, I read it for you, so you don't have to worry about that. This America says, yeah, I can't believe there's a double standard for women given at every level of power, from the state, to the internet, to social power and influence, to job positions. Men who've been restricted in committing any violence at all have not yet learned they must collude, but they will 50 more years. Fashy says, not gonna lie, I wish when I was that age I had women going after me. I guess. Of course I wanted sex as a child, but yearning for sex and getting abused by someone in a power position above you and taken advantage of, it's like they're using that to take advantage of you. Even if you want it, it's like you don't really, you're being corrupted by your own body, and someone in power is taking advantage of that. You're too young to know how to fight that shit off. This Mexican Anon says, same courtesy is afforded to male pedos. I don't know about that, man. They get charged, but they get lesser charges if the minor victim was willing. Dude, if the minor victim is willing, normally they don't get charged with anything, okay? Because that's called consent. So if they consent and they're within the age of consent, then there would be no charges. That's how that works. So I don't get what you're even saying. Mexican Anon says, the difference is boys have more sex urges than girls. What? I don't know about that, man. Dude, you think women don't get horny? You think women don't get horny? That's a fucking misconception. That women don't get horny? That's fucking bullshit, dude. Women get fucking horny. What are you talking about? Women get horny all the time. What are you fucking talking about? And they get more evil with it. Because the worst part about women getting horny is they don't get boners. So it's really hard to fucking tell. It's like, oh, is she horny right now? Oh, she's doing evil, lusty shit, probably. I don't know, man. Women are fucking do crazy evil shit. And when they get horny, they can just, they can attack you with the horniness. So while a boy will go to bed by his own volition, a girl will not, and the pedo will use violence, threat, etc. What? A boy will go to bed willingly, but a girl will not go to bed willingly? Dude, I feel like that's your opinion. You don't think there's pedos that can't get a girl to willingly consent? You don't think that's possible? You don't think that ever exists? I think a lot of kids are just really influenceable, and when an adult's doing some weird crazy shit, it just happens, okay? Because they don't know what to do, because they're a fucking child, and that shit shouldn't even be happening to them. So hopefully their parent has educated them enough to where they know when something's right and wrong, and they can get the fuck out of that situation. That's why you need good parenting. I think it's just your opinion about all of this shit. A boy is more willing to be fucked than a girl is? Like, what are you talking about? I think a lot of girls long to be with somebody. That's literally part of what being a girl is, to be with somebody. That's part of what your worth is as a woman. So what are you fucking talking about? It's like part of what their entire identity is built around. What are you talking about? Then the Mexican says, I agree, court shouldn't consider the willingness of the minor victim. If you touch a kid, you should go to jail. The willingness of the minor shouldn't be used as a mitigating factor. What? The case should have gone to court and the abuser put in jail. It's horrible that happened. I think you talk about the woman abusing the child. There should be sex blindness. You shouldn't care if it's a woman or a man. The punishment should be the same. But I mean, the entire punishment revolves around the consent, though. And I mean, also, if it was secret from the parents, I'm sure that'd be a huge factor as well. I'm sure that'd be an enormous factor. You're assuming this is like a secret relationship, but there are actually people that go through the parents. If you could even fucking believe that. I mean, people don't understand the crazy shit that can happen in real life. Like, let's say your kid is talking to someone on the internet and they fall in love with that person on the internet. And then like your kid convinces you to get that person on the internet here, and that person's talking with the parents. Like, you don't think that's so far beyond the realm of possibility that it can't happen? Guess what happened to me? The fucking girl I was talking to that flew down for me did it through my parent. My mother. So, I mean, it's like, is it so far beyond the realm of possibility that a pedophile can't fucking worm their way in, talk, like, convince the parents? They can. It happens. It's like, people don't understand, unless you've been through this kind of shit, how complicated and just, it's more, if you never went through this shit, you don't know. This Muslim says, when will it be my turn to be molested by a hot woman? I don't know, man. When it's your turn to have the post-traumatic sex disorder. PNC says it's both sides. Team boys and team girls are both willingly fucking adults. That's why it's statutory rape. They're too young to consent. And yeah, exactly. Like, that's if they're below the age of consent. Statutory rape. Yeah. They can't. I agree. I think there's kids that seek that shit out. People don't understand that. There's a lot of kids, like, seeking that shit out. You're horny as a kid. You want to fuck. Your whole body is telling you to procreate. It was some of the hardest. It was the one of the hardest times of my life fighting that shit. But it gets better. It gets easier. Luke says the clitoris can get hard. I don't know where the fuck that was in reference to, but yeah, you're right. So what? Yes, you can also rub it and make girls come. Rakasan says I fucked a 40-year-old chick when I was 14. It was cool. Awesome. Wow, you're a player. I'm sure that affected you in no way where you weren't totally fucking a bunch of other chicks. Luke says, I know a 16-year-old girl who dates a 22-year-old pedophile. I feel so bad for her. Why? It's not even that big an age gap. It's not even that bad, really. 16 and 22. That's not even that bad. The guy is a fucking kid himself. 22 years old? That dude's a kid still. That dude probably still thinks he's a fucking high schooler. That's a kid longing for his youth, probably. What a fucking idiot. Luke says it was women don't show horniness. I see. You can't see that, though, Luke. You can't see a fucking hard clitoris in a woman's pants. Shut up. What the fuck? Wow, this show's getting off the rails a little bit. Whatever. The female pedos exist. This show's going long. The show's going way too long. Whatever. We'll rush through this Fallout thread, and it'll be a quickie. It's out. It's good. First episode, Ghoul's daughter's black, Brotherhood main character's black, main character Lucy having incest sex with cousin. This is all the degenerate shit I caught, comfy otherwise. Picture is the new Fallout show. The new Fallout show, I watched the first episode, it was okay. It seemed okay. There wasn't really strong, powerful whammons. I don't know. I liked the nigger story. The incest sex was funny. The incest jokes were funny. I liked the incest jokes. They were funny. I don't know. The show seemed okay for the first episode. It kind of dragged on a bit. I'll talk about it more when I watch it more. Moving on. Apple River stabbing finale verdict expected day. Guys, okay. We got the Apple River stabbing verdict. And I was completely right. I was totally right. I'm always the right because I'm always 100% correct and the greatest. I'm the greatest newscaster ever. I'm a newscaster god. It was funny because today, before the verdict had even been read, all the boom booms, all the boomers that were so cocky and confident the day before had all reversed their tune. Oh, I think the jury's way too diverse to come to a reasonable verdict. Oh, the age differences between the jurors. Oh, there's a couple 20-year-olds. There's some 30-year-olds. I told you. I fucking told you. Also, people are like, oh, you can't even do self-defense in Wisconsin anymore. Dude, this wasn't self-defense. This wasn't self-defense, you fucks. This was so far from self-defense. The dude walked up to the kids. This was so fucking far from self-defense. This wasn't self-defense. You crazy fuckers. Wake up. Anyways, he was guilty on all charges. Guilty on all charges! Assault with deadly weapon, or whatever. He had the deadly weapon. He did the homicides. He's going to jail for the rest of his fucking life. Manslaughter. Get fucked. I was completely right. Well, Sakura says manslaughter, not murder. Whatever. What, same difference. The dude's going to jail for the rest of his life. The end. PNC says it wasn't self-defense. It was drunken bullshit. Dude, the old man was drunk. The attorney for the state hinted at that in his closing argument. He hinted that the boomer was drunk. He said he had been drinking on the river, but the cops didn't test him when they went there. They should have tested him. He should have been tested for alcohol. That should have been the first thing they fucking did. Those stupid idiot cops. Idiots. They tested the kids, but not the old man. How does that make sense? You will never be a real news. Are you talking about poll? Are you talking about poll will never be a real news? I was 100% right. One count reckless homicide. One count reckless homicide. That's murder, right? Homicide is murder, right? Murder. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Boomer's going... Point is, Boomer is going away to jail for a long fucking time. Lou was right. Everyone was wrong. Millennials vindicated. Okay, everyone's like... Dude, all the boomers are seething over this. Every boomer's seething. All the Zoom Zooms are cheering. Okay, look. First off, Zoom Zooms. One of your own died, Zoom Zooms, you idiots. One of your own died, Zoom Zoom. Stop cheering. You look like idiots. Yay, one of us got stabbed and killed. Woo! Like, shut the fuck up. You lost. Okay, you lost. Boom Booms, you lost. Your guy's going to jail. Get fucked. Zoom Zooms lost. Boom Booms lost. You know who didn't lose? Millennials. Millennials stand victorious above all. With no damages whatsoever. Get fucked. Boom Booms, get fucked. Zoom Zooms. Millennials, the greatest generation ever, get fucked. That's what we're gonna pull out of all of this. Millennials are the greatest, millennials are the best. Millennials don't stab people for no reason, like dumbass boomers. And millennials don't get stabbed by dumbass boomers, because we're the greatest, we're the best. The end. Thank you for listening, thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.